The panel was part of the 23rd Annual Women's Symposium at the Sea Services Leadership Association, which concluded yesterday at the Washington Hilton Hotel. The conference brings together women who serve in the U.S. Navy, Marine Corps, and the Coast Guard. Rear Admiral Michael Brown, who heads up the Navy's Personnel Readiness and Community Support Branch, says it's a matter of the highest priority with the Secretary of the Navy.
As I think about managing my workplace and what it means to be ready to serve, I need a workplace that's one that's free of sexual harassment, right? That it needs to be a safe environment to work in, where I can know that I'm going to work and be able to do my job effectively. Sexual assault is, and I believe has been, a big problem in not only the Navy, but the other services as well. It's come to light recently following a series of articles of information put in the Washington Post and others where courageous victims have stepped forward describing the problem that exists out there. And from the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman through each of the service chiefs and within the organizations, the Department of Defense is taking this particular issue very seriously. As we look at the resiliency model, we talked about, you know, where does this fit in? If we're building a healthy workplace, there's no tolerance for issues that cause a degradation to the readiness of individuals. There's a vision that the Department of the Navy has put in place. You see it here before you. The Secretary of the Navy has stood up a Department of the Navy Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Office. Ms. Jill Loftus, who was formerly the Navy's Deputy AIG, is the SES who heads up that office. And on a weekly basis, OPNAV and the Marine Corps staff work together with her to lay out the strategy on how to look at the problem, how to gather the information, how to develop the strategy and the communication that will eliminate sexual assault across the Navy.
Brown outlined initiatives that the Navy is taking to combat sexual harassment and assault, including bystander intervention to train shipmates on how to look out for shipmates. He says it's one weapon to battle one of the most underreported forms of assault in the service and in the nation.
By some of the surveys, 22% of women will say they're sexually assaulted at some point over the course of their career. This is going back to IG surveys in 2004, 2006, and we continue to look at that sort of information. The majority of sexual assaults are male on female, although we're starting to see more male on male. The majority have some dimension of alcohol-related incident. That's the weapon of choice by perpetrators to sort of reduce the awareness of potential victims. 50% of sexual assaults occur in the barracks, 50% out in town. The majority, I want to say 70% roughly, are blue on blue and somebody who is an acquaintance, somebody either in the chain of command or somebody who the victim has known or part of the same organization.
Teresa Scalzo is a civilian attorney in the Navy Judge Advocate General's Office and a specialist in sexual harassment law. She told the SSLA audience that unlike the civilian world, there are two ways in which the Navy handles sexual harassment and assault cases.
And under restricted reporting, the assault can be confidentially disclosed to three people, to a SARC, to a victim advocate, or to a healthcare provider. You can always speak confidentially to a chaplain, but that's because there's something called a privilege that protects what you say to a chaplain. And when you make a restricted report, there is no investigation, and this is all done at the victim's choice. The benefits of that, interestingly, were noted in a study funded by the Department of Justice, where a man named Kilpatrick, who wrote the famous study known as Rape in America, talked about how most sexual assault victims never receive medical care. And a result of that is that the long-term health care consequences to that victim, the long-term implications, are magnified because they've not had care, they've not had intervention. And he noted that by creating a way for victims to receive private care, especially when they don't want to engage in the criminal justice system, we help those victims heal and we help them become whole again. And he pointed out the military's restricted reporting system as a good system and one that should be studied to see how it is benefiting victims. We also have unrestricted reporting, and this is where the JAG Corps would come in. This mirrors our prior process, and it allows us to hold offenders accountable. It allows us to bring command involvement so that victims can be kept safe with things like protection orders.
Scalzo says the biggest challenge she faces as an advocate is balancing the rights of the accused in a sexual harassment or assault case and the needs of the victim who is making the charge. At the SSLA Women's Symposium in the Washington Hilton Hotel, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.